concert show didn't come out at the promised time. And that's because I've mentioned this in the past, that the winter is kind of tough for me, you know, winter blues, and also the holidays are very, very stressful for me, and I needed to take a minute to implement some self-care, and that self-care meant putting the show aside for a minute. So that was our hiatus. I apologize for not letting you all know what was going on. If anyone out there suffers from depression, then you kind of understand how you have to kind of cloister up and just work things out until your funk is gone. So I had to do that. But we're back to work. We're back in 2017, and we're going to keep going and have a good time. But you have to know when you need time to yourself. And I knew that, and I took it. So just an example of things that you should be doing, and that's taking care of yourself. Hope you all had a wonderful holiday. Hope you all listened to great podcasts in our absence, and I hope you all are excited for our new episodes coming up. This episode, we recorded right before the holidays, so enjoy this kind of throwback Thursday feel for a show, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
We're live. We're recording.
Hey guys.
Hi. This is Strokes.
And Khadisi.
And you're
welcome to the Black Table.
Okay.
Right. And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, welcome. Wait, I was gonna say welcome and welcome back.
Welcome to them. Welcome back to everybody else.
Yay.
This is episode 21. It's also our holiday bazaar. And I fucking hate the holidays, so I'm glad.
I love them.
I know. She's very excited.
I'm very excited.
But we're only calling it a holiday bazaar because we're releasing it on the holidays. So it was planned and everything. So
You can listen to this with your family or in the shower, like a few of our other listeners out there.
It's also a good way to get away from your family. if you have a complicated situation, just go ahead, pop your earphones in, listen to the Black Table.
Yeah. Okay, pessimist. Right. Damn.
I hate the holidays. And I work a job. I actually pick cotton for a living, everyone. And
so gross.
It's been slave labor since Halloween, pretty much, for the holidays. It feels that way. Yeah. And I have PTSD whenever I see a jingling bell fat man in the red suit. Something about it, just I can't fuck with it. So it's almost over, though, which makes me very happy because I love New Year's. I mean,
that's still a holiday.
Yeah, it's not. It's just like the idea of change,
right?
And it not being Christmas anymore.
Not
so
until the New Year.
It's nice.
Do you have any New Year's plans?
Yeah, going places. I'm gonna go Cherokee Street.
Oh, you said church. I'm like, wow.
I'm gonna go church. Yeah. I talk about that too.
I don't know. I guess our plans are still in the air. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to go out. I like to be at someone's house or apartment, whatever, because that's not the night.
Yeah, I know.
Especially, is it true, like, January 1st, all the guns, like, the whole gun law is going to change where anyone can go get a gun now?
I did not hear that.
The background checks won't be as strenuous and people can just, anyone can go get it.
I feel like that can't happen.
That's what I heard. It's going to be like Florida and Texas.
Gross.
I know.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, but yeah, you just reminded me that people shoot in the air on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
so.
And we live in the city.
Very much so, the city.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking we're going to the county.
I went over to your hood the other day, actually.
You city? Oh, yeah. My gosh!
I went over to Overland, like, through U City.
Yeah, you went through, because Overland is not U City.
I know, I'm saying, but I went over there,
what
and I was like, I don't know
for?
Why you like this. I'm picking up drugs, it's fine. So, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been doing some stuff. I've been vlogging.
Ooh.
And, you know.
The vlog that nobody's seen still.
Well, a few people have
They're
seen
mad.
It.
The people are mad.
A few people have seen it. It's just, yeah. I'm going to do some editing later today and tomorrow, and yeah, I'm just really excited.
Good. Are you going to be vlogging over the holiday break?
Yeah, absolutely. Good. That's like the best time.
Ugh. What are you doing for Christmas?
So I have a niece that's like the only like child in my immediate family. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go spend the night at my parents' house. She'll be there in 1,000 gifts. I'm actually not going to buy her anything because my sister
gets enough.
Buying her a $200 playhouse on top of the other thousands of toys. So I'm actually going to wrap up some charcoal. Mm. And like, hey, this is the gift. Mm-mm. And scare a little bit.
One year I thought I actually got charcoal in my stocking because there was like some kind of like chocolate. It was actually chocolate.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, I was terrified. Because I was like, I truly don't fuck with Santa Claus, him or the Tooth Fairy. Because I'm like, why are you in the house while I'm asleep?
I want that money.
I don't like
that. I fucks with you two for still to this day.
No, I don't.
I will fuck with her.
No. Yeah. So I was like kind of pissed because I thought that I actually got coal, but
you did but deserve it. But yeah, I love that's what I'm gonna do.
Good.
And I guess I don't know. That's it. What about you?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to my mom's and just probably scroll on my phone.
Is she gonna cook?
Yeah, always. Just some simple stuff. She always freaks out though because I don't eat meat. And she's like, I don't know what food doesn't have meat in it.
I mean, like, yeah. I'm like, there's
what?
No, I mean,
no.
In top of your mind, it's like, yeah, because you adjusted to that lifestyle. But for us meat eaters, we got to put a little extra thought into that meal.
But you already make macaroni and cheese. You're already making.
I mean, some people put bacon in it.
Not necessary.
I'm just being extra.
Yeah, but I guess I know what you're saying. But like, it takes nothing just to have like a baked potato. I know that's not holiday food, but like, it's food.
We have ribs. If y'all want to come to my holiday with my family where we eat ribs, we eat barbecue during our holidays. I can't wait.
Oh, I do have a confession. I have been eating meat recently. So let me tell you how it started. I was out. It was 3 o'clock in the morning and St. Louis closes at 8 p.m. pretty much. So I was starved and also wasn't wearing my glasses. This is important to the story. Went to and I also don't eat fast food. So the only place that was open was Burger King. So went to the drive thru and I was like, I guess I can get fries. But it's like $1 something, something, something for just a small fry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what happened to it being less than $1? You know what I mean? What happened to value menus and
welcome
shit like
back
that?
To the world.
No. So I was pissed. First of all, I was pissed that I was in a drive thru. I was pissed that I was, you know, having this, didn't have any options because it's like,
courtesy diner, hello, 24 hours.
No, I'm trying to get food and go to bed.
Okay.
But anyway, so I just went for it because I was like, if I'm just going to do it, I'm just going to do it big. And I just got a Whopper and I ate the fries first and I kind of I was being really dramatic about it, but I ended up eating the Whopper. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. The after effects weren't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And so I was like, okay, that's fine. I don't want window food anymore, but meat's cool with me.
Yeah.
So I dabbled with some meatation, just eating like meat from work or whatever was around. And then yesterday I went and I got one of my old favorite sandwiches from Big Daddy's, a bar, and it's called a Zinger, and it's a buffalo chicken strip. And Zingers are good.
I don't like chicken.
Oh, well, buffalo chicken strip and garlic bread with like Provel cheese.
Yeah, that's just good. That part of it.
Good, but the after effects came back, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
That's not the meat. That's the spice in it. That's the buffalo sauce.
I don't think so, because I've had plenty of sauces and things. I think it was.
And it could be just chicken. Chicken.
Because
if that didn't happen after you ate a fucking Whopper, like the lowest of the low.
Whopper is also not real meat, though.
That could be true.
You know what I mean? So,
but the chicken with all the hormones and none of us eat meat. We don't know what meat tastes like.
I'm not eating meat. I'm not eating it anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least I'm going to just keep having it spread out so far. But I think it's just because it's cold outside. I don't want a salad. I want warm, comfort food.
You want chili in there.
Right.
Ooh, fire dinner.
Exactly. So that's where we are. It's okay. I'm forgiving myself for eating it. But after yesterday, I'm like, no, I'm never eating meat again. I'm back on the wagon or off the wagon, whatever the saying is.
We shall see, y'all. Stay tuned.
Okay. Yeah, stay motherfucking tuned. God. All right, so what are we talking about today?
All right, so we've got a couple of things, a couple of hot topics, and then we're going to go into, or do we just introduce that later?
We don't even have to introduce it. I'll just cut that out and just go into the story.
Okay, cool.
What are we talking about today?
First thing. So you're not like a sports guy. I'm like middle man when it comes to sports. You know, like I pay attention when I want to. So there's this coach, and I'm not sure of his last name, but he has his book out that just came out called Furious George. And he used to coach a lot of top players like Carmelo Anthony. I guess all the guys in the Nuggets that were the All-Stars. And as close as the Nuggets were, because if you follow basketball...
I thought Nuggets were the worst.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. They're not the worst, but they're not like...
Good.
They had some good players at a point in time. And I think, I wonder if he coached LeBron at any point in time. That could be possible. But anyway, so he has his book out and he's slamming his players. Like, instead of, you know, talking about his great career as a coach, he's just slamming players. Most of them are black. Mm-hmm. I think probably all of them are black that he has slammed. And there was this particular comment about how...
I'm reading it. Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony. So anyway, he says Kenyon Martin, for those of you who don't know, he's not active anymore, and Carmelo carry two burdens: all that money and no father to show them how to act like a man. I mean, the other stuff is about them specifically, mm-hmm. but he literally basically attacked their mothers.
Okay.
He literally attacked their childhood, their upbringing, instead of, you know, what they were as players. Were they good or were they not good? You know, what does, you know, having a father in, he just took everything away from their mothers. And that just really, like, I know they were pissed about it because Kenyon Martin was on TV today talking about it. Like, I'm on here to defend my mother, you know, because it's one thing to say some shit about me, but you bring my family into it. You bring my mother into it. Like, it's just wrong.
At first reading the quote, it's kind of just sounds like he's didn't like Carmelo Anthony's attitude.
Yeah, maybe initially it's
right, but now I'm scrolling down. Yeah, this is bad.
Yeah, and I think he was talking about J.R. Smith and he's like the posse. And I don't know. And for those of you, you know, who pay attention, what's his name? Is it Phil Jackson, who used to coach the Lakers? He was just talking shit about LeBron James and having a posse.
Instead of his advisors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and LeBron actually clapped back and he was just kind of like, all these, the members of my posse, air quotes, they all have businesses.
Right.
I've taken care of them, elevated me and them at the same time. So if you want to call them posse, aka the new word for thugs that follow me around, that's what they want to say when they say posse. Mm-hmm.
It's number just because it's a bunch of niggas.
And so it's just like, I don't know I don't know what the industry has come to when it's not about the game and it's more about just being salacious. Like,
this is another thing, and I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but you and I have talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
That this is sort of like corporate America. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the way to survive in corporate America as a black person is to make white people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Make them happy. Mm-hmm. Make them feel like they can talk to you about their fucking cat. That's what Crystal says all the time. But it's real. Goodness. But it's like,
yeah,
with Carmelo Anthony, okay, so George Karl.
Yeah.
So you don't like him because he's cocky, because he's your best player. You don't like him because he has friends that aren't like yours. Basically, he's like, it basically sounds like if he had kissed his ass, he would have been down with
exactly.
with everything that he did. But he didn't kiss his ass because he was like, I'm going to stick with my people. And
now you've made it worse, because if you think he's cocky and all those things that you thought about him, your whole book tour is going to be questions about him.
Yeah.
It's going to be made. No, you could have had a really great career, but no one's going to know it because that's the only thing that's going to come out of it.
Yeah. Why did you write that book?
I don't know.
Why do people read books from
first?
I mean,
of all,
I guess I get it, because people look up and like dream about being a coach of the NBA and stuff like that. But like,
there are fanatics like that. Absolutely. Like,
but then he's like sensationalizing, like he should be talking about how he got to where he was.
Yeah.
That's shitting on players. And especially just the having a white man comment on a black man's not having a father is just like major side eye to me.
That's
like, what's your thought on that?
Yeah.
You know,
that's what really just irked me. It's just like, you don't know what his mother went through. What if it was an abusive relationship? Would you have wanted her to stay just because, you know, hey, he's got a father in his life? You don't know what the situation was, and that's just what you, like, a man, does a man make another man?
No.
Like, I don't get that. I don't get that. Like,
no.
I don't. I literally don't.
No. And if that is the case, then let's talk about homosexuality real quick.
Okay. And there are plenty of women that don't have mothers in their life.
Yeah.
And being active and things like that.
My least favorite comment about that whole not having a father thing is people say, oh, because now you don't have a father, you don't know how to treat women, you don't know how to be a man, whatever like that. It's like, you should just know how to be a good person.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What do you mean? Like, okay, so maybe you don't know how to tie a tie, but you have YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, That's not.
And what if your dad didn't wear a tie? What if your dad was like an auto mechanic and, you know,
when I'm going to have a kid or buy a kid, they're not going to learn how to tie a tie for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Tie ties. Look, you know? So
you know how to have a beat eyebrow. So like that.
Okay. All right.
But damn, it brought me to something. Okay. So this is kind of along that. We were talking about this guy that was in our news locally, and he's a black man, and he just became a VP of his department. And it was like big news, big-ish news, because, you know, that particular company doesn't have a lot of black vice presidents. So I was reading his article because I thought, wow, this is really great, yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, I'm going down. He's like, my dad was an officer. My mom was a nurse. Okay, I can kind of see where this is going, you know, with the times. I mean, he can't help what his parents did. Right. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But then it trickled down to him saying, basically, I got to where I was because I kept my head down and I was, you know, a personable person to be around. So
once again,
which it just threw me off in the sense of like, here you are, a black man fighting in corporate America.
Yep.
And you're telling all the men and women out there who are black in corporate America that you have to put your head down, kiss ass, and just, that's how you're going to make it. That's how I came to be where I am. I was instilled good values by my father, who was a cop, and I had two parents. Like just, I don't know. Gross. It's just.
But that's so appealing to people like George Carl. And George Carl speaks for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to see that kind of nuclear family. And I don't know. And in my experience with my black ass family, a nuclear family is just not really in the blueprint.
Yeah,
it was back in the day, but times change and, you know, every family has changed.
And it's OK to have different types of families, you know, like,
for instance, my mom has four siblings and had a mother and father in the house and it was all together, whatever. Now she's a single adopted mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And has been. And that's not weird to me. Like, I don't know why that whole commentary on like you need a male role model and everything like that. It's like, I think that it's nature versus nurture.
Exactly.
Argument. And there are plenty I feel of like people. The nature is just kind of overpowering.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just, everyone has a different story and it's, and putting this universal stamp to say, this is what makes a family. It's just not, I don't know.
Plus I don't want to hear a white man talk about black people.
I just don't.
Basically.
I just don't.
So don't. Yeah. Talk about the game. Talk about your job.
Talk about the game.
And then, oh, dude, from that company.
Good luck. Good luck. And good luck. That's
What's
all I have
name?
To say.
Tom. Tom.
Tom. Yeah, Tom, that's for right. Sure.
So I couldn't really figure out how to go about talking about this because I don't think that we could do a full episode on it. But I had a weird interaction with a girl last week, I think. And we were in a business setting and we like were talking off the record, which is fine because, you know, when I have another African-American person around, you know, whatever type of person they are, I'm just like, all right, let me make you feel at home because we are very far and few between.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, what's up? Whatever. Good conversation. Just kind of asking normal questions. And then I was like, so are you excited about this opportunity of yours? Whatever. And she was like, I just feel like it was a sign from God, and paused and then asked me if I believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I was just like, I mean, okay. So here's the way that she said it. Wait a minute. You believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? She doesn't even talk like that. So she changed her, you know.
Oh,
really? She's very soft spoken and very just like sweet. So I think that was her joking, because no one says our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ either. But the way that she presented it, I think she was just expecting me to say, well, yeah, whatever. And I was like, well, I'm agnostic, so, you know, whatever. And then the whole conversation changed to talking about how her cousin is agnostic and how her family doesn't talk to her cousin anymore because she doesn't come to worship. And then all this other stuff about church and all this kind of stuff. And I felt super like isolated in that conversation because I was like,
I mean, literally
that our comments weren't even about religion. Asian in any way. Like, she just paused to make that joke. And then now it turned into you talking to me about this other bad person that you know, because, you
first
know,
first of all, you just met me. Number two, we're in a business setting.
Okay.
Like you don't know me from anything. Right. And it's like, that's a very heavy topic to bring up.
I feel like it's completely inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
And it was just weird because it doesn't happen. That's not supposed to happen.
No.
Like, that doesn't happen. So I kept thinking about that over the day, and I was just like, wow, like, I understand how her mind just like zigzagged from whatever the point was when she got off topic.
Yeah.
And then hearing that I was something that she wasn't, and then trying to figure out how to relate to me by talking about this person that she and her family all consider to be bad.
And outcasted.
Outcast because of the thing that I have in common with that person. So you've just literally just said, well, you're a bad person, but, you know, like.
Literally makes no sense.
It made no sense.
And super judgmental, even though, I don't think she's trying to be mean or anything.
No, not at all.
But, like, to say that because someone doesn't believe the same things as me and my family, hey, we're going to isolate you.
Right. And it was just, I felt super uncomfortable. I talked about it with basically everyone that day to just kind of unpack how I felt and try to feel out if I was being too sensitive about it. And some people thought I was being too sensitive or like making fun of her, whatever. But I don't think that. I think that I have a right to feel uncomfortable in that situation.
I think it is an uncomfortable thing because I think religion is so personal.
Yeah.
And it's just, especially like, and this has always been my issue, and we've talked about this before. Like, if everyone that's in a organized religion, they believe in a higher power, they believe in a set of moral codes, that works for your life.
Right.
So if your friend or your neighbor, whoever doesn't, how does that impact your relationship with that higher power? I don't understand it. I will never understand it.
It has nothing to do with it.
And so that's why it just pisses me off that, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I come from Catholicism, so I'm used to thinking about religion in such a judgmental way. Mm-hmm. So I'm always going to be automatically on guard whenever the topic of religion comes up because of, I guess, my training.
Yeah. You know? I had, like, a little awkward thing. I was thinking, I was at a holiday party, and I brought my mom and my family or whatever, and my mom took my niece to go take a picture with the Santa, and my mom's Muslim, but, you know, if my sister wants to raise my nieces to believe in Santa, whatever, it's not a big deal. And so the Santa was just like, hey, to my mom, do you want to get in this picture? She's like, no, I'm okay. And he kept, like, pushing it. So why don't you want to get in? And I was like, because she's Muslim and she doesn't want to, number one. And so it made him feel a little weird, but I was just like, I mean, you're pushing it, and there's a line full of people, like, with their kids. Like, just take the damn picture.
You're not even supposed to speak in my mind.
You know, in a holiday party, I really hate how they just fucking call it a Christmas party, because that's what it is. Because
that's
what you want it to be. If you book a Santa to be at a holiday party, it's a Christmas party. Okay, that's just it.
One last thing about the whole religion and Christmas and everything else. I have control over the audio that plays in a building, or I used to, rather, but it changed over to a new company that's doing it, which is good, because then you won't hear the same music over and over. But the holiday music that they're playing literally is like Silent Night, religious song.
Jesus Loves Me. I heard, like, that, something like that.
There's literally, like, I'm hearing about A Child in Bethlehem all the time, and it's just like, so I emailed the company, and I was like, hey, we need to have secular music, because the people that are coming in and the people that work here are from all different creeds, and we need to be welcoming. Like, no problem, we'll change it. And then they changed the music to 3 covers of Silent Night, but it's bluesy and twangy. Like, do you not know that Silent Night and the First Noel are Catholic fucking Christmas songs? Like, holiday.
First
just
of
have
all,
jingle bells.
Why then is there a company being paid to do music that you
that
can
I
just
can
I don't know. That's just a little bizarre.
That's a different comment.
Secondly,
for a different.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, people just don't get it. And I don't mind when people say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But this one time, this guy was saying Merry Christmas to me in a public setting and was, like, staring me down so I could say Merry Christmas back. And I just, like, smile, and I'm like, I don't even know what I even said. I don't say it back, though. And he's like, you have a Merry Christmas. I was like, okay. I wasn't planning on it, but now I will since you suggested it. Like,
but
what?
Even like I was thinking about me, like as far as celebrating Christmas and things like that, I don't do it for the religious reason of celebrating Christmas. Mm-mm. It's like, wow, this is a festive time of year. I'm going to exchange gifts with a few people or whatever. But like, I don't even think of it. I don't even associate with it a religious way.
No, because first of all, Jesus wasn't born in December anyway. And then also like the pagan shit is so much more fun. You have somebody bringing you presents. You know, you just have cookies everywhere and all this stuff. It's way more fun.
It's just a festive
than sitting in a fucking rotten ass barn having baby into hay, you know, swaddling it in bloody, like,
stop.
No. I'm just saying, it's not cool.
But I don't know. I mean, that's what I don't know. It's just very interesting, but
people take it so seriously and they disregard everyone else's religion too. You know, last year I kind of was getting into Hanukkah because I was dating someone who was Jewish and learning about that. And I was like, so why can't everything just be cohesive? And why can't we just do it all?
Yeah.
Let's just do a little bit of Hanukkah. Let's do a little bit of Christmas. Let's do a little bit of Kwanzaa.
Mood and just
right,
like,
it's literally just literally just that, like, it's the giving, it's the peak of morality because it's about to be New Year's and now everybody is going to be New Year, new me.
Okay,
so you better clean up your act at the end
new
of the year.
Year everything gonna change.
Right,
and then by the second it's like, fuck. Right. Shit.
Man, I have a story about giving, by the way, since it is in the air and everybody feels like they're saints because they have to clean up their record for the year. I was going into Walgreens and there was a guy standing out there, black guy, probably my age. And you know, he was like bundled up and talking to people as he went in. So I assumed that he was probably going to ask for a change or something like that.
Yeah.
And this lady walks out of Walgreens walking towards me and she stops and she's like, white lady, oh, hi, here, I got some change for you, da 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 da, and like handed it over. And he was like, no. She was like, well, no, you can have it. It's not a problem. And he's like, I'm selling mixtapes. I don't need change. And she was like, oh, I don't need a tape, but happy holidays or something. And I was like, that lady was right at that register, like, I'm about to change this young man's life with this 72 cents that I have. And he was like, bitch, buy my mixtape. Like, my car is right there heating up.
Man,
like,
I can't.
It was just funny. It was, there's a lot of levels to that. Because one, why did we automatically think that he was asking for money?
Right. And the, you know, why are you out there selling mixtapes?
Why are you selling mixtapes inside Walgreens? Get back to work.
First of all, man, I can't.
It was crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was a fun thing that I saw. I was just like, wow.
Oh, I cannot.
So we have our I Got Five on It for the holiday edition. Maybe I can add jingle bells under the music.
Yeah.
Hopefully. It might sound like crap, but whatever. So I was going to do a naughty and nice list, but who cares about the nice shit?
Right.
You know, don't so we're just going to do our naughty list. I got five naughties, whatever. That's an awful name. Five whole naughties.
Five naughties. Okay. And in what context?
Times that you have either now or in the past done something that would have put you on the naughty list.
Ooh.
So I'm going to start with my first one.
Okay.
It's a vivid memory leaving grade school with my cousin who is 1 year younger than me. And like I had Oreos left over for my lunch and I was a shit kid. Like I'm an only child and I had a minute. I had a bad minute as a kid where I was really bad at sharing and I didn't used to be that way, but it was like when I was like 8 to 9, I was like, no, everything is mine. So we were driving, I had these Oreos. Oops. And he asked me for the Oreos and I literally opened them, licked every single one and put them back on. And I said, you can have them if you want them.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. It was so bad. So
beat his ass.
Right. It was bad. So that would have put me on the naughty list for sure. That was gross. And I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah. That is like beyond.
It's real petty. I've been petty since birth.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, let's start. I am like, okay, so I'm known in the family to be the one that like all the little kids hate.
Mm.
Like every little kid in the family hates me because like I torture them. So like, I mean, I can think of a lot of occasions, but like one, the last time I, like all the kids were in the house or whatever, I like, took all their toys, I took all their candy, all their drinks.
Oh my God.
And I like hid them while they were outside. So when they came in, they're looking for all this stuff. They couldn't find it. They were like crying.
Oh my God.
Mom, where's my stuff? Da, da, da.
Oh my God.
And then I told, and I came, took a belt, and I was like, if anyone cries, I'm beating all your ass.
Oh my God.
And so I was like snapping the belt in their faces. Oh. Like, so,
Why are you so evil?
And then all their parents were like trying to hit me. And it was
God.
Yeah, they were like, you tortured. Because they were like crying. It was like so funny.
Oh,
I'm like Angelica
funny.
From
oh
the Rugrats.
Yeah,
I was just like torturing.
You're bad. Oh my
so
God.
So anyway, and that's like pretty recent. Like, that, I was not
I feel like that's like what's going to happen after we're done recording.
Right, when I go see the kids.
Right, what the fuck?
So anyway.
You're evil.
Yeah. That happened.
Naughty list forever.
Naughty.
So my next naughty thing that I've done, I was at work. This was when I was like 19.
Yeah.
And I was at work and they had this book where you request off for a vacation. Mm-hmm. And this girl that I work with was getting on my fucking nerves. Like, I don't remember what she's doing, but she stays petty now to this day.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I got something for you. I went to that request off book and erased all the days that she had requested off for a vacation.
Yes.
Or crossed it out or something. I like,
oh my goodness.
Figure out your shift.
That's hilarious.
You're on my fucking nerves. I've also thrown away lunches before.
Oh yeah.
That's okay.
Or taken them.
I've straight up eaten it. Yep. But yeah.
Okay.
Workplace pettiness.
Okay.
Good thing I've evolved.
Workplace pettiness, bro. So I think this was like third grade. There were these group of guys that were passing around rankings, which is really disgusting,
is
about
that?
All the girls. It's like a list. They list all the girls in the class and the other class, and they put numbers on them based on how they look, how they act, if they would date them. And this is like this really gross like list.
Yeah.
And I forgot how one of my friends found it. So then me being petty, I made a list of all the boys and just took it to the next level and of being petty as far as like, I can't even say because it was just like,
she's so embarrassed.
It's so embarrassed.
Oh
like,
my God.
But I took it to a level of pettiness that like one of the boys ended up crying and,
oh my God.
I forgot who came in. It was some kind of like director and like talked to all the kids in third grade class. And they're just like, this is not how we handle things. And
oh my God.
Yada, yada, yada.
You just reminded me.
I was like, wow. Yeah. And it scares you when you're in third grade. And you're
yes.
like, I didn't mean to do this. I'm going to jail.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not going to college. Like, yeah. So
oh
that
God.
Like, you know, shook me up and. Can't be petty all the time.
You just reminded me of one time, and this is not even on my list, but it was also a third grade thing.
Yeah.
We got a new gym teacher, and I didn't like her because she made us run instead of just play games.
Yeah.
And so I wrote on this board, I was like, we don't want you here. Sign the kindergartners.
Yeah. And you probably spelled kindergartners wrong.
Yeah. And she knew it was me, and she pulled me in the office. I was like, sorry, I just don't like the games.
Well.
Whatever, she changed the games. It was great. So my next one is, I already talked about it on the show. I won't go in length, but when I was going through my little petty crimes when I was like, oh, these batteries don't need to cost money. I'm just going to open the pack and throw it in my pocket, you know. Or like, oh, I'm just going to put on six pairs of underwear in the dressing room and just walk out. That kind of stuff.
Who
that was bad.
Still in underwear, bro.
I'm still have them today.
I know people still
like,
underwear, yes.
But
just
why? Like, why was I doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was lashing out. But that was disgusting. Good thing that was over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I used to like be obsessed with like going to get something. Like, I saw a Miley Cyrus and Max Azria purple scarf.
Oh wow.
Why did I want a Miley Cyrus and Max
You didn't
Azria
want it.
I didn't want it.
You
but
didn't
I stole
need it.
It. But I could get it.
Yeah,
and I got
but you
it.
Could get it.
That's what it was. It was fucked up. Don't do it.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. Well, this is kind of like, I don't know. Okay, so I think I talk about this. It's naughty, but it had to happen.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Did it? Well, yeah, no, it's
here. Why don't you tell me and then I'll tell you if it had to happen.
Okay, no, it was like the neighbor's dog situation where like me calling the.
That
so,
wasn't naughty.
That's not naughty? Okay.
Well, now you gotta tell them since we've halfway told them.
No, I got a good one. Okay. So these are all when we were kids because, you know, we were bad kids. We were badass kids. So we were going around in the neighborhood setting off fireworks, throwing them at people's doors, knocking on people's doors and running.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we like fucked up someone's tire or what it was, but it was like a lot of smoke coming from the car. And I'm pretty sure we flattened the tire by accident, was intentional. And we definitely did not get caught, but I mean, that's pretty naughty. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. Like, going around terrorizing the neighbors? I don't know.
Did you prank your friend? They weren't friends.
They weren't friends. Yeah. It's like random ass people. It was like all the neighborhood kids. This was back when we were living in Phoenix. And like, you know, we just hung outside. Literally just played outside all day.
Yeah.
And that was just, I don't know how we got fireworks. Because you're not even supposed to have them in Phoenix. So
you're not supposed to have them here. But
you're really not. Yeah, but yeah. They're for sure because of the dry air and shit. So that was really fucking bad. Wow. Okay, so that happened.
Wow, yeah. My next one is another grade school one.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was like fifth or sixth grade or so, but I went through, like, for recess for me, I was hosting talk shows. Like, we'd all sit around and I'd, you know, have a topic, basically training for now.
Right.
But I also, like, would make my friends perform plays that I wrote at recess. Yeah. I'd make them do singing competitions. Ugh. And then at one point, we went through a phase of me making them fight. I know that I have a couple friends from grade school that listen. So one time in particular, I made Laura and Aaliyah fight. Laura knocked off Aaliyah's glasses, and it was something.
Why?
I just wanted to see them fight. So I'd say, "You're gonna fight them. Let's go." I was so manipulative, and like I was like, "So I'll fight Chris after if you guys fight first."
Oh my god!
It was so stupid. That's awful. So dumb. But yeah, that's what I did. That was so bad.
Very naughty. Very.
That was fucked up.
So when we first got my dog Kane, you know, he was puppy and he'd have accidents. Obviously, you have to train them or whatever. And so my siblings would never like participate in fucking helping to like clean up, train them, feed them, give them water. Even to this day, just shitty. And so it was one day and I'm like asleep and my sister's like, Kane peed in the kitchen. I said, get it up.
Right.
No, you do it. Basically, it was a whole fight back for you do it. No, you do it. I'm asleep. Why you waking me up? Go clean the pee. And so, I don't know where she went back to, wherever the hell she was. I don't know. But I took like one of her good shirts that she had laid out for school and I cleaned that piss up with her shirt.
That's fucked up.
And then so she didn't even, and then I folded it back really neat. So when she woke up and it was like this big ordeal and we were like fighting in the morning, my mom's like, what the hell is going on?
That's so gross. Wow.
So yeah, naughty.
That's fucked up. My last one is something that I do right now. And I don't regret it. I just know that it's rude.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stop doing it.
Right.
I currently live alone and I like to be alone. And when people want to hang out with me, I know when I'm ready to hang out and I know when I'm going to be fun and I know when I'm not.
Yeah.
So if I get calls, oh, I'm sorry, I took a nap. I've been napping. Oh, I have my phone on airplane mode. And the worst thing is when my car is out front and I have a feeling that people are in the neighborhood because there's bars around here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm on, around the corner. Lights off. I'll look straight out the window and see people and be like, I'm not home. I'm not home. I could be standing outside on the porch, but for all you need to know, I'm not home.
I can't.
And you can't come over and I can't text you back. And the worst, another bad thing is I have my red receipts on because I'm like, I want people to know that I had nothing to say back. But I purposely won't answer text messages. I just pull it down from the top and just read it like that so they don't see a red receipt. I know.
So y'all, it's hard sometimes.
I have to remember if people have Androids or iPhones so I can remember if I can open it or not.
I sometimes do that too and I'm like, here, my fuck, they have an Android. I could have been looked at that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm like, no, I see them, but I'm just not responding. And then I'll turn off my Facebook chat so I'm offline, just so you know that
I'm nowhere. That one anyway.
I'm nowhere around. So,
man, you ain't shit.
I know.
Be shit.
I should just get into 2017 is a year of me saying,
bye bye. Fuck
no,
that.
It's
don't
not.
Even start.
I know.
To my my final one. So I lived in an apartment about 2 years ago over at the border of U City and Overland or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we lived on the top floor, and the neighbor right across from us was this like old white woman, and she used to try to boss us around, turn down the music. It never was really loud. Mm-hmm. Being nosy, like just being an overall bitch. Mm-hmm. And so she put a note on our door one day, and she's like, "You need to clean up the track of snow that's right in front of your fucking door." She didn't cuss, but it was just like, right. "You're telling me to clean up something right in front of my door."
Right.
So I took the same note on the back of it, and I said, "Mind your own business, bitch." Okay. So I put it by her door. She put it back by my door, tore it up in a bunch of little pieces. I'm like, "Oh, okay." Oh, so she really got tough. Oh. So I knocked on her door. She didn't answer, but I could hear her in there, like trying to peep through the hole. So I took the paper and I messed. I like, you know, made a track all by her house. I put it down the stairs. So basically, whenever she would walk with, you know, she would have to go in there. Now, same story ish, but the neighbors below us. Like they would try to do the same thing, but talk shit about us to the other neighbor, and they're like, "You guys, they're so loud." So then I took a note and put it on there. I'm like, "Hey, if you got a problem with us, let us know. In apartment 20, blah 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 blah." You know?
Oh my god!
And that nothing ever came of that. But so yeah,
my neighbors are in a war like that right now. So yeah. Like we're cool. I'm cool with all my neighbors, but my two upstairs neighbors, like I have two girls that are like college girls, whatever, college, my age.
Yeah.
So like recent grads. And then I have a couple that lives next to them, and like they'll have like Wednesday night ragers and like have people over, play all this loud music, whatever, to the point where the couple call the cops because they've already done the knocking on the door, leaving the note type thing. And you were there, but I had a Mardi Gras party and they were both out on their shared balcony, like throw up faces and everything. I was like, I could not do that. I couldn't do that.
But it's hard. Some people bring you there. Like that lady was just so petty, and it was just like, then you, on top of that, you want to talk to someone crazy, and you want to be passive aggressive when you want to be. I don't know. Sometimes it's just to be in that moment, like when I had my neighbor who was just too loud above me. It was just like, sometimes you just have bad days, and it will just be taken to the next level.
Right.
So hopefully I won't deal with that in my next space.
Yeah, hopefully not.
So yeah, I was naughty as fuck, and you were naughty as fuck.
Yep.
And
2017 is the year of being on the nice list.
No.
Okay, you're right.
2017 is like tomorrow. Yeah. It ain't changing.
I got a couple more days left in me.
Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
All right, time for fake sponsors. We don't have any. Boop. Okay, time for the Perfect 26 update. So last week, I was supposed to do nothing, and I somehow succeeded.
Now let me call this nigga out.
Okay. Talk about it.
How does doing nothing
make
you better?
I feel more relaxed in my stressed out time during the holidays.
But what if that becomes like a pattern and then you're just like...
I played Dragon Age on my PS4.
Oh my god.
And I got pretty... I don't play video games, so it's nice to kind of go back to that. But that's considered to me, that's like doing nothing.
It is doing nothing.
I'm doing nothing. But it was enjoyable nothing. So, you know what? I had a good time.
That's not a challenge.
That is a challenge for me, because usually what I'm doing is just pacing the floor and trying to, like, worrying about what I'm supposed to do next. Okay. So, it's my... Now, how about you?
So, as you remember, I had a pretty gross challenge because I have this weird anxiety about, you know, taking a number two in public. And, so I always have to go somewhere far away or go back home, like if I'm at work or something. And I ended up, basically, I tried to do it a couple times and I just got scared because people came in the bathroom. And like, I can't do it. But then one time I really fucking had to go.
Oh my God.
Really had to go. And that has never happened to me. So I was like, this is like crazy.
This is life or death.
And so I literally went in there and just let it out. And I kept like flushing the toilet so that no one would hear me. But it was like a packed bathroom. So I was like so anxious and like I didn't want people to know it was me. So I was doing it with my feet up.
Oh, and, like,
and, you know,
shoes.
And I'm like sitting on the toilet. So I had like all the shit on the toilet. And it was just was like, and I stayed in there for like 30 minutes because I wanted to make sure the whole bathroom was cleared out
before
I could make my way out. And
I understand that. I understand that fear because public bathrooms are gross.
And they're so gross. Yeah. Especially when they don't have windows. Ugh.
When they don't have music is my big thing. I need to hear music.
You need to hear music in the restroom?
Yes, because I don't want to hear plopping. I play music. You know what I'm saying? And then the worst thing is when there's not music and I'm not listening to my earphones, I can hear people wiping next to me. Okay, and I'm just like, weird. Oh my God, that's so
gross. I just don't like the breathe in the air of their stench. I don't know. I'm just weird like that. So I don't think it's a challenge I will continue because of the anxiety of like people finding out that it was me that blew up the bathroom.
I will not continue. That's okay. I don't do that anyway. I don't know why you wanted to.
But it's just like a fear. Like, you gotta get over some whack ass fears, and that was one.
I guess. All right. So, new Perfect 26 challenges.
What you got?
I am going to say that my next 2 weeks, I'm going to handle my business. So, like, doing adult things is scary, and like making like pretty much big decisions that aren't fun is scary, but it has to be done. And I have a wonderful mother who wants to do everything for me, but I need to be handling my own business. So what happened was I think I've already talked about my Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car, which is fine. I don't really drive anywhere anyway, but it's officially dead. We had an ice storm and the battery is just dead, and I don't feel like replacing the battery for that car. No, I just don't. It's not worth it. So I'm just going to buy a new one, a cheap one, probably not my Nissan Rogue, which is fine. Maybe I'll find a Nissan Rogue in my price range.
You never know.
But yeah, I'm going to have to start actually going to dealerships and actually test driving and stuff like that. Sucks, but it has to be done. That's that.
Wow. So I mean, it's like still sitting in that lot or wherever it was stuck at?
Mm-hmm. But it's a work lot, so
I knew the way it was sounding. That car was done.
Yeah.
That car gave you everything.
Yeah.
It gave you it all. It did,
and it's over now. And so now we're just gonna move on, and I'm gonna handle my business, pay my things like on time instead of waiting until I feel like it's okay. You know, I'm just gonna be 2017 is the year of handling your business.
Bye. Stop saying that shit.
What about you?
I mean, honestly, I am running low on Perfect 26 stuff. I don't know. So maybe I need
to. Do you feel like you're the Perfect 26?
Yeah.
Oh. There you go. So you're done.
Like, I think I'm always pushing myself. I'm very ambitious. I'm very like, I'm always gonna push myself. Mm-hmm. So I feel great in that aspect, but I need to see something. I don't know what that is. I don't know how to explain it,
results?
But like, not results.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, break it down. No. I wanna reevaluate my goals.
Okay. And see if they work.
Yeah.
For you still.
Yeah.
That could be a Perfect 26 right now.
That could be.
Just see if your goals see if you know what is good for you.
Yeah.
Essentially.
That's true. That could be what it is.
And sometimes it sucks because you have to be realistic about what's good
for you. I know.
For you.
That's the thing.
Because you want it to be one thing, but it's like, actually right now, this is what's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So
your Perfect 26 is to know what's good for you.
Know what's good.
Or find out what's good for you.
Know what's good.
Yeah.
What's good.
All right. But as you can see, we are kind of struggling for Perfect 26 stuff. So please feel free to send us some stuff.
Please, Daniel.
But yeah.
All right. Boom. Shakalaka. All right, guys. So if you want to stay in touch with us, which we know you do, go ahead and send us an email at theblacktableis@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, the most active, @blacktablepod. You can find us on Instagram @theblacktablepod and search for us on Facebook @theblacktablepodcast or The Black Table Pod.
And you can listen to us everywhere you listen to your podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and especially share it so more people are listening. And also follow us on our personal accounts. I'm STFU Strokes on Twitter and Tumblr.
And I'm Kadisi on Twitter and soon somewhere else.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
All right. Hey, did you hear that Paul Wall and Baby Bash got arrested today?
Yeah, I didn't know they were like friends like that. Felony drug charges,
man.
I just saw it out of shade.
Well, all right. You're the Baby Bash and I'm Paul Wall.
Yay.
All right, bye.
He's much cuter.
It's the people's champ, Power Wow, yeah, that's me. Come take a ride with a player out the Lone Star State. I'm just a hustle on the grind, don't forget in that case. I came up from the bottom, now I reside at the top. I used to run away from cops, but now it's Benz as I cop. I used to post up on the block like Yao Ming in the paint. But now I pimp the parking lot, driving slow with sip and drink. With a shanty on my side as I glide like Clyde and nothing less than 24.